our opportunity, as we are able to do so every Monday, to chat with a member of the National Weather Service office here in North Platte. And we get the leader of the pack, so to speak, Sean Jacobs, joins us today. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
I'm great. So we're gonna approach record highs today, and then the rest of the week we're gonna be below average, right?
Yeah, that's how it's going to be. I mean, you know, Nebraska weather. Wow.
Yeah.
But today, yeah, we're looking at highs generally in the upper 80s, if not lower 90s, across southwest Nebraska. Just a anomalously warm air mass that's been sitting atop us, and the patterns just favored this over the last, you know, few months. But as you mentioned, there is change on the horizon, and we will definitely take that change.
What is our record high today? Do we have a chance to beat it?
Yeah, we do have a chance to beat it. We're calling for 88, and I believe, if I remember correctly, it's 86.
Okay.
Let me just double check that. Yeah, so the record is 86. So it does look like we are going to break a record today if that high that we have forecast is realized.
It probably just depends on how much sunshine we're able to get, and you're saying partly sunny right now, but not much wind, so it should heat up pretty good.
We should see some heating. Should see some heating. And just looking out west with the clouds, there are some breaks in the clouds, so we should see some heating. And the wind, unfortunately, will kick up as well.
Okay, so we've got these fronts coming through starting tonight. And tell us what we can expect the next few days.
Yeah, so this is a strong front, and it's been a while since we can say this, but the temperatures are going to trend below normal, especially midweek, you know, with highs returning back into the 40s and 50s. And, you know, that's going to be some 10 degrees below normal. The positive with it is it does bring a chance for spotty light precipitation, whether it be in the form of snow or light rain. Unfortunately, I think the best chances for moisture looks will be along the South Dakota border and well east of here. But with the increased clouds, increased moisture, and possibility of light precip, it's certainly going to help with all the fires that are burning here across western Nebraska and the management of those fires. So we'll take it, and fingers crossed that we see, you know, good wetting rain. It just doesn't look that good at this point for southwest Nebraska.
Not as far as a good amount of it, but at least maybe we get a few drops here and there, and whether it's in the form of rain or snow, we'll take it, to be sure. So the precip chances looks like Tuesday night and Wednesday night are best opportunities.
That does look like the best opportunity. So this is kind of a 1-2 punch with some upper-level lows. First one's going to be coming through later this evening, tonight and tomorrow. And then later in the week, there's another system. And, you know, that system, it's kind of been all over the place where it wants to track. So hopefully there's still some room for improvement that would put us in the best area for that precipitation. It doesn't look like it, but it looks to favor more the northern plains and northeast of here. But, again, fingers crossed. We've seen changes with our forecast models and the way that these systems develop once they get east of the Rockies. So, you know, hopefully we'll be in line for some precip.
56 and going to be breezy tomorrow. Winds gusting up around 35, a possibility. But then the coldest day of the week will be Wednesday. That's when we feel it, especially if we get some rain or snow out of it. 47, it's just not, the needle's not going to move that much. That'll be kind of a shock to the system compared to what we've experienced mostly.
Absolutely. And, you know, at this point, I'm going to take it. You know, yeah. I mean, this is the time of year we expect wild swings in the temperatures. But, man, has it just been a warm winter. And, I'm not the one who normally says this. I'm not a big fan of winter. But, we need these cooler temperatures. And, so it will be a shock to the system. But hopefully it'll not be too big of a shock. And I'm concerned. You know, I'm seeing a lot of budding of trees. And I'm seeing a lot of, stuff emerging. Hopefully those lows don't bottom out too cold that will kill off some of that. And right now, we're looking at some lows in the 20s, So that's got me a little concerned.
Looks like the coldest will be Thursday morning, right at this point. You got a low of 27 for the North Platte area.
That is correct. And, you know, thankfully, you know, when we were first looking at this air mass about a week ago, we were seeing some lows in the teens potentially. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, you know, that's moderated. And then those who have gotten an early start on your gardens, make sure you pay attention to the weekend as well, because we will have lows returning back into the 20s both Saturday and Sunday morning. So if you're thinking about planting, you might want to hold off for a while. I know it's still real early, but you know, people are getting excited about it. So with the warm temperatures that we have, so definitely want to pay attention to that.
Going to rebound a little bit Thursday, back into the 50s, perhaps the upper 50s, with still a lingering chance of rain or snow. And then you mentioned another system coming in on Friday, perhaps a better chance of precipitation from that one.
At this point, it looks to be slightly better, but again, I think the majority of the precipitation is going to fall northeast of us, north and east of us, or northeast of us, just the way that the precipitation is tracking right now. And then, unfortunately, we warm right back up starting late in the weekend and for early next week. You know, not good for those that want to get out and use the boat or, you know, want to enjoy the weekend. I guess Sunday will be fairly nice. So if you have some stuff you want to get done, you can certainly, you know, plan on Sunday being the better of the 2 days.
Yep. Right now you got 57 as our high Saturday, and sunny and 68 for Sunday. And then what are you seeing at this point for next week?
Next week does look to rebound back to being warm, and you know, the pattern stays somewhat active, though not widespread precipitation. So I would assume that there will be at least some precipitation chance, and we're not going to see these 30, 40 degree above normal temperatures that we've been seeing. You know, the temperatures will largely be in the 70s, lower 80s, which is good. You know, we'll take the above normal temperatures, not just that above normal.
Mm-hmm. And then precip next week, too early to call on that, or just maybe a decent chance couple days?
Yeah, it doesn't really look good. There will be some spotty precipitation within the region, and you know, I'm talking about the Central Plains, but widespread wetting rain just does not look good. I was hopeful, looking at some of our long range projections, that there was going to be a good close low, which is what we need, tap into that Gulf moisture, pull it up, you know, across the Central Plains, and really just rain on us for a couple days. And I just don't see something like that, unfortunately, the horizon. You know, it was showing the system, the models were showing a system like that, you know, about a week ago, which is good because it shows that the atmosphere wants to trend to that, but just nothing right now that is concrete or anything that you know, we can hang our hat on. So we'll keep an eye on it and keep our fingers crossed. But yeah, right now it just doesn't look too good.
Okay, Sean Jacobs, our guest this morning on Mugs in the Morning. We appreciate you dropping by and giving us the good information, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of precipitation. If you had to guess on what the most likely total amount of precip we'll get this week, what would you say at this point?
Now, this is coming from a guy who bombed his his March Madness bracket.
Yeah, but, well, you know, that has nothing to do with what you're doing now, though.
Predicting the future is difficult, but I'm better at predicting the weather. I want to say 2/100ths for the city of North Platte. So, okay. You know, we consider a wetting rain around 1/10 of an inch around here.
Okay.
So there's just going to be just enough to wet the pavement and maybe limit some dust for a day, but doesn't look very good.
Okay. Well, that's 2/100ths more than we've been getting, so I guess.
Absolutely. I love the positive attitude there. So
you got to have it, that's for sure. Sean, yeah. Thanks a lot, and you have a great week, and we'll check in with you next week, okay?
You too, Corey.
Take care.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.